Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
John Dasher, Nero, Atricide, Music, and Murder in Imperial Rome. Anthony Everett and Roddy Ashworth, the authors. It is 64 A.D., summer in Rome, a city crowded, never built in any fashion to sustain fires that are routine here and there and everywhere in the crowded neighborhoods, except a fire begins near the Circus Maximus and spreads. Anthony, the fire spreads because... or despite the efforts of the firefighters? Do we know today, because there are accusations that they did this to destroy the city so Nero could burn it. Is he guilty or innocent?
Yes, more than innocent. He's actually a very effective sorter out of the problems after the fire was over. The fact is that people put rumors, malevolent rumors about the fire, mistaking... what were fire breaks, the building of fire breaks, mistaking that for people, the soldiery, purposely putting setting fires. And that's not true. It's far more, it's quite clearly an effort to create fire breaks. Nero was blamed for the fire, largely because there's nobody else around to blame. He handled the whole thing very well. He redesigned the city. He organized improvements to the public environment.
Nero's blame for the fire. His response is to rebuild Rome with marble and with the Golden House. But Nero blames the Christians, or does he? I'm careful of all of this because the distortion after 2,000 years can be enormous. Does Nero say this sect of Jews is responsible?
Well, he seems to, but in fact, there's good evidence that the section of the text in Tacitus that goes into all of this is in fact written by somebody completely different three or four centuries later. And that's quite crucial because Nero has a very bad reputation for persecuting Christians. It was supposed, for example, that he turned Christians into human torches in order to light an evening party, evening garden party. Not true, made up but in the 5th century by a Christian apologist.
So what we have so far is Nero didn't set the fire. Nero didn't burn Christians on crucifixes to light his garden while he plays the... he played an instrument that's not quite a fiddle. But in any event, he didn't do that. And Nero didn't set the fire on purpose to wipe out the population. He favored the population. He was far more popular with the common people than he was with the Senate. And Nero rebuilt. What is the Golden House, Anthony?
The Golden House is, in fact, a fun palace, a people's palace. It is an enormous set of buildings and green fields and farms and heaven knows what. It was a complete sort of... architectural system. Now, his critics suppose that he built this palace in order to live there. He didn't live there, he lives on the Palatine. His idea for the Golden House was to have a palace that was open to the people. So it's quite a popular, among the people, it's quite a popular thing. It was the culmination of his policy of spectacle, which guided his domestic policy.
And a detail about the burning of the city. Is that in the sources? We have 30 seconds here. Is that in any particular sources that say that this happened, that this was Nero, or was that at the time? Did Tacitus, did Suetonius, did Dio, did they say that?
They tended to blame Tacitus leaves it open as to whether or not it was true.
Nero, matricide, music, and murder in Imperial Rome. Right now, we have a Roman Empire that is expensive, a Roman Empire that has suffered a grievous harm, the burning of Rome. But we also have a Senate and an elite that is extremely, extremely hostile to Nero. When we come back, the conspirators. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.